A 5-3 putout takes care of the second inning. However, there were four errors in the inning as the Rockers scored four runs on two hits. There was also one left on base, and we head to the bottom of the second. It's 4-0 Rockers here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Mornings on WFHR.
A crash that covered an interstate in boxes of mozzarella cheese.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So this is one of those things that if it happened in front of me, God help me that there's a rational, smart adult next to me that
tells me, James,
you leave that where it is. You leave that where that is, James. It's free mozzarella. I immediately turn into my father.
Mozzarella gate.
Weekdays from 9 to 11 on WFHR.
Hey, Rafters fans. Don't let online troublemakers steal home. Stay in control with the new My Solaris app. It's a grand slam for parents, letting you monitor and block content, set screen time limits, and keep your family safe online, all from your phone or mobile device. Test your internet speed like a pro, set up guest networks, and prioritize devices to keep your family's MVPs working, streaming, or gaming without a hitch. With My Solaris, you're in command, managing your Wi-Fi like a champ. For more information, visit solaris.net/Wi-Fi. App features vary by internet plan and may require a complimentary equipment upgrade.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
That was not the best second inning for Wisconsin Rapids as four errors brought home a slew of Rockers runs. They lead 4-0 into the bottom of the second. And now Madden Akko will get things rolling along for the Rafters as he hopes to turn it around, especially offensively. Akko, the right-handed hitting second baseman. Fourth batter in the order for the Rafters, and the first pitch to him misses low and outside for ball number one. A 1-0 count. Back in the first inning, the Rafters went down 1-2-3, and Jake Beauchesne struck out looking for the final out of the inning. 1-0 count misses low for ball number two. Now it is 2-0. Here in the second inning, Madden Akko leads off, and Landon Gaz and Hiroto Kobayashi are due up behind that. 2-0 count misses away for ball number three. Madden Akko makes it a righty-righty matchup with the man on the mound and going to try and get the offense rolling and watches that one all the way right across the heart of the plate for strike number one. 3-1 the count to the leadoff man for the Rafters, and he smokes one foul down the left field line. Still 3-2 the count, and I'd wonder how hard that ball was hit. It was on a line, not too far off the ground, and tell you what, though, it was absolutely crushed at a low launch angle. 3-2 count, misses outside, and that is ball number four. So the leadoff man for the Rafters reaches in the bottom of the second. First base runner of the game for Wisconsin Rapids, and it brings up Landon Gaz with a runner on first and nobody out in the bottom of the second, 4-0 Rockers. Gaz, the right-handed hitting first baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup with Gavin Brumman still on the mound. Brumman has looked relatively strong in his first couple of appearances, especially his last time out. Didn't allow a run in those two innings. First pitch to Landon Gaz is called for strike number one. But, of course, it is a little bit different moving from the pen to a starting rotation spot. And Moik knows that very well. This is his second start of the season. 0-1 the count, misses outside for ball number one to Gaz. Now a 1-1 count. Gavin Brumman from West Texas A&M, a native of Omaha, Nebraska. 1-1 the count to Gaz, misses tight for ball number two, now 2-1 to Gaz. And Brummond, 6 foot 185 junior, trying to get things rolling along here. He's got a 5.87 ERA entering today. 2-1 the count on the way home. Breaking ball misses high for ball number three. Yet again, a 3-1 count, this time to Landon Gaz. And looking at Landon Gaz, man, he has been strong as of late also. Both him and Jake Beauchesne have been huge pieces since they were added here. 3-1 the count. That one misses inside for ball number four, and back-to-back walks for the Rafters have two aboard with nobody out in the bottom of the second. Still a four-run deficit, and the Rafters could use any runs they could find. Took them until the fifth inning yesterday to sneak across their first run, and that was after being shut out in back-to-back games. But after that fourth inning, the offense, they just kept churning out runs against this Rockers pitching staff. Hiroto Kobayashi now up at the plate, right-handed hitting DH. First pitch to him is a grounder over towards short. Picked up, flip on to second. Bionia back to first. It's in time for a double play. 6-4-3, and there's now two away with a runner on third in the bottom of the second. 4-0 lead for the Rockers. Akko still was able to advance, so he is just 90 feet from scoring. And a hit could easily drive him in if Nick Adrian is able to do so. Adrian, the right-handed hitting catcher, it's a righty-righty matchup with Gavin Brummond on the mound. First pitch on home, gets a swing and a miss for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and Adrian from Gardner-Webb University, he did not play in the game yesterday, making his return to the lineup here. Last game he played on was 2 days ago against Madison as the 0-1 count. Misses low and outside and had to be blocked by Braden Buchanan behind the plate to keep it from getting away. Akko over on third. He was ready to take off if the ball got away, but it didn't. 1-1 the count. Pitch on the way home. It hits the outside edge for strike number two. 1-2 the count. Eric Harper's on deck if it gets there, but Adrian hoping to send home a run before so. 1-2 the count. Pitch on the way home. Breaking ball drops in there. Called for strike number three. Adrian couldn't get the bat off the shoulders, and that is out number three. So the Rafters, no runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on base after back-to-back walks to lead off the inning. To the third we go. It's 4-0 Rockers on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I pushed through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
I am a pickoff attempt away from getting bingo here on baseball bingo night at Witter Field, and I'm hoping a little bit selfishly that there is at least one base runner here in the top of the third, but just that, maybe a pickoff attempt from Trevor Moit can get him out, but at the very least, I want to see one, because that's all that I'm waiting on right now, other than the manager visit to the mound, which I mentioned earlier. Either way, hopefully you guys are having a good night wherever you might be listening from. I know a lot of the fans have come out to watch the game here in person at Witter Field. It is packed in Wisconsin Rapids. Hopefully everyone's having a good time here as well. First pitch to Joel Minella, gets a check swing that he went around on. Did not swing on, never mind. 1-0 the count to Minella. And Minella, the right-handed hitting DH, had two homers in the game yesterday as the 1-0 count. Misses outside for ball number two. 2-0 the count, and a righty-righty matchup with Trevor Moik still out there on the mound. Minella, the two runs in the game yesterday, hoping to keep that rolling along here, but so far open this game. Count was fouled. 2-0 count back to make it 2-1. Minella from Wagner College. Two of his three home runs came in that last game. Grounder over towards third, picked up by Arusevic. Throw over to first is in time. Didn't have to rush that one and got out number one. 5-3 put out, and it brings up David Bionia with the bases empty and one away in the top of the third. Bionia back in the second inning. Singled and eventually came around to score. He was the first run of the game. Came across on David Mize's sacrifice fly. And then the Rafters made a couple of errors after that sack fly as he grounds one high over to third. Arusevic is there. Long throw to first and fired it. Not in time. Can't be picked up by Landon Gaz as the throw was low and Gaz had it in his glove but not able to keep it in the glove, and David Bionia over to first base. Brings up Kaysen Consarinia with a runner on first and one away in the top of the third as the first pitch to Consarinia misses for ball number one. Trevor Moik trying to go through at least the three innings here. 1-0 count. Misses low for ball number two. Now a 2-0 count. And Consarinia, right-handed hitting right fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup with Moik on the mound. Runner on first is Bionia, getting a bit of a leadoff. Not too much, though, but the pitch called for a strike on the inside edge. Now 2-1 the count. And you might notice Green Bay not really trying to take off on the stolen bases, and that's because of Nick Adrian behind the plate. Got a lot of caught stealings. Now he throws back to first, trying to get the snap throw, but not able to get it, as Bionia avoided the tag before he got back to the base. 2-2 the count. It was a good throw from Nick Adrian. Bionia got caught lacking a little bit off the bag. Now a 2-2 count. And Bionia, again, pretty far off the bag, but this pitch misses a little far inside for the throw down to first. So a 3-2 count with the runner on first. Moik looking over to third. Now brings it home. Bionia taking off. It's called a strike down to second. It's not picked up by Akko. And a strikeout of Kaysen Consarinia means it's the fourth strikeout of the game for Trevor Moik. Stolen base, however, for David Bionia. And Bionia, he wasn't trying to slide into second. If that throw had been able to be picked up, Bionia probably would have been out there. Now Zage Lancaster at the plate. Righty-righty matchup, and the first pitch gets a swing and a miss for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Lancaster up for the second time this game. He is 0-0. It is sacrifice bunt back in the second inning. That's his only plate appearance so far. 0-1 the count as Moik looks back to second, fires home, but it misses outside for ball number one. 1-1 the count, and Lancaster, batting 225 on the season, comes from the University of Hawaii. Pitch on the way gets fouled back to the backstop. So now a 1-2 count. Braden Buchanan's on deck if it gets there. But Moik hoping to get through this inning without further trouble. Moik nearing 60 pitches. He's at 58 on the night so far. 1-2 the count. Moik looking home for a long time. Now steps off the mound as he looks to get back on the right track. Lancaster remains in the batter's box the whole time and now ready to go. Moik looks back towards second where Bayania got a bit of a lead and the pitch gets a swing and a miss for strike number three. Fifth K of the game for Trevor Moik, and that takes care of the Rockers here in the third. No runs on the one hit. There were no errors and there was one left on base. We go to the third. It is 4-0 Green Bay here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the Bryant experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces. A proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. They'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. Whether the problem is big or small, trusting Comfort Air to do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. They'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Let's get one thing straight. Nothing compares to Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Big wins, fun promos, real cash. No one in the area does it like we do. Every night feels like the weekend. Grab your friends, your family, whoever brings the fun. And fuel up with your favorite meals, sip on something new, and hit the floor. Live music, endless chances to win, and games that light up the night. Ready to turn an ordinary night into something unforgettable? Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Now the bottom of the third, and the Raptors still trailing 3-0, but Trevor Moik has been looking really good out there on the mound. 5 strikeouts through 3 innings. He's allowed just 1 earned run. And that one earned run was because of an error that he made defensively on a ball hit back up the middle. So the error is really the story of the game right now. The only earned run came across due to an error. As the first pitch from Gavin Brumund of the bottom of the third misses low to Eric Harper for ball number one. 1-0 the count. And the Raptors have made 4 defensive errors in this game, but all 4 of those came in the second inning. Harper gets under one and lifts it out towards shallow right field on the run. The first baseman, he will make the play. No, he won't. It was in his glove and drops out of it. Oh, man. First baseman J.P. Peltier was there in foul territory. He had to track back, but he was under it, just couldn't bring it in. Now a 1-1 count to Harper, and Peltier is not going to be happy about that mistake. So Harper will get a second wind. Leadoff man for the Raptors, hoping to get them started. 1-1 the count, called for strike number 2. 1-2 the count, and Harper has been in quite the slump for the Raptors. Hoping to turn it around, he'll have an opportunity, but against a pitcher who's been very strong to start off the game. 1-2 the count, once again fouled back by Harper. He stays alive at the plate. Brumund, in the first inning, went 1-2-3, and in the second, he issued back-to-back walks to lead off the inning, but then induced a double play and a strikeout to get out of the jam. 1-2 the count to Harper now. Pitch from Brumund is smoked out towards center field. Going back to the warning track, it will be played by the center fielder Max Humphrey for out number 1. So that time, the ball from Harper is caught. Even though it was well hit, not well hit enough, that's a deep center field to hit it to, and It brings up Luke Skinner with the bases empty and one away in the bottom of the third. Still a 4-0 lead for the Rockers. And stepping up to the plate, it's the left-handed hitting right fielder, Luke Skinner. Lefty-righty matchup with Brumman on the mound. First pitch to Skinner, gets fouled back for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and Skinner really struggling as of late, batting just 139 this season. And he had been batting pretty well to start off the season, but faced a little bit of an injury, and coming back from that, been tough for him. 0-1 count is smoked and through the first baseman into right field. So Luke Skinner able to break up his hitless streak and gets on with a one-out single. Keep the inning rolling along. Brings up Royce Clayton Jr. with a runner on first and one away in the bottom of the third. Still 4-0 Rockers. Looking at the Rockers' defensive lineup, their pitcher, Gavin Brumman, is throwing to Braden Buchanan, who sits behind home plate. First pitch to Royce Clayton Jr. is held off on, but called for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and Clayton, the right-handed hitting center fielder, it's a righty-righty matchup with Brumman on the mound. Leadoff man for the Rafters will be followed by Kareem Arusovic. 0-1 the count on the way from Gavin Brumman, and he delivers. Clayton fouls it off once again. 0-2 the count. Taking a look at the Green Bay infield. Over at first base, J.P. Peltier. At second, David Bionia. At third, Eric Gion. And at short, Zage Lancaster. 0-2 the count to Clayton. Runner still on first base. And Clayton sends one over to third and a diving play. Throw on back to first. It's not in time. Clayton beats out the throw. Even though it was online, it is a infield single for Royce Clayton Jr. He stays hot. Gets another hit after going 2-for-3 in the game yesterday. He's now 1-for-2 in this game. Luke Skinner over to second base as well. And it brings up Kareem Arusovic with runners on first and second and one away. Still 4-0 lead for Green Bay. And finishing up their defensive alignment with the outfield. In left field, David Miza. Center is Max Humphrey. And right is Kaysen Consarinia. Brumman looks back to second. Now a grounder over to second. And Bionia can't handle it. Hops out of the glove on the transition. And the throw over to third after Skinner got a little bit off. It's not in time. Skinner back to the base. They are loaded. E4 in the books on that one. And Kareem Arusovic ends up on first base, Royce Clayton Jr. on second, and Luke Skinner on third. Mayania's eyes lit up with the double play in mind, but instead, they are now loaded with only one out in the bottom of the third at the plate. Jake Beauchesne, first pitch to him, misses low for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and Beauchesne, the right-handed hitting left fielder, it's a righty-righty matchup with the Rafters down four in the bottom of the third. That means that Beauchesne represents the tying run. He does have four home runs this season. The Rafters, however, have not hit a grand slam. 1-0 the count is called for a strike, makes it 1-1. All four of those home runs for Beauchesne have come here at Witter Field, so he likes this park. Trying to keep the momentum rolling along, he is batting 304 in the second half. 1-1 the count coming home from Brumman, and Beauchesne holds off as it misses outside for ball number two. 2-1 the count. Beauchesne, 8 RBIs on the season. His OPS entering today, 1026. 2-1 the count coming home from Brumman. It misses low for ball three. Bases are loaded, so if Beauchesne is able to draw a walk, it would bring home a run. Either way, of course, you'd love a big hit, but you're more than okay with him getting on base and keeping it a one-out inning. 3-1 the count coming home from Brumman, and Beauchesne grounds it over to third, and it's not picked up cleanly, but now the step on the bag, throw back to first, it's a double play. 5 unassisted, and then back on to first, takes care of the Rafters with the Rockers' second double play of the game. Oh, man, Rafters just not able to get anything going in their way this game, and that means that we head to the fourth inning after a third inning resulted in no runs for the Rafters on 2 hits. There was 1 error, and there were 2 left on base. To the fourth we go. It's 4-0 Rockers on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're cruising along Highway 54. You're jamming out to your favorite song. You slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green. Your foot slams the gas. Your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on. And reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Trevor Moik has looked pretty good for the Rafters through these first couple of innings, and he is back out there for Wisconsin Rapids. Right-handed pitcher, a bullpen arm turned starter, and in this start, he's allowed just the 1 earned run over 3 innings pitched. Enters this inning at 59 pitches and hoping to go through 4 complete. And he'll take on Braden Buchanan to get things started in the fourth inning. That's the 8-hole batter for the Rockers as the first pitch misses inside for ball number 1. Righty-righty matchup with Buchanan at the plate. Buchanan, the right-handed hitting catcher from Baylor University, takes the 1-0 count a little bit outside for ball number 2. 2-0 the count. Buchanan 0-for-1 in the game. He reached on an error back in the second inning. That was on one that was hit back to Trevor Moik. 2-0 the count is called for a strike to bring it 2-1. And Moik, it was a tough play, but he had time to pick it up and throw it to first. Just couldn't do so. 2-1 the count. Gets a swing and a miss for strike number 2. Now 2-2 to Buchanan. Buchanan will be followed by David Miza and Eric Gion due up. And a swing and a miss on the 2-2 count is strike number 3. Trevor Moik has 6 Ks on the game, and he is absolutely rolling for the Rafters. That is a new season high for Trevor Moik. Previously, he had 5 strikeouts against Fond du Lac back on July 9th, and he sets a new one. With also a new season high in innings pitched, now going officially 3 1/3. First one to David Miza, misses outside for ball number 1, and Miza was showing bunt on that last pitch. Miza, the left-handed hitting left fielder, it's a lefty-righty matchup. 1-0 the count, shows bunt again, it's grounded over to third, running up on it, and it's going to wait until it rolls foul, or will it? No, it doesn't. Stays fair, and Arusevic was hoping that it would roll foul. Didn't have much of a play over at first. Nearly did, but couldn't quite find the line. And that is a bunt single from David Miza. 5th hit of the game for the Rockers, and it brings up Eric Gion with a runner on first and 1 away in the top of the 4th inning. Still 4-0 the lead for the Green Bay Rockers. Trevor Moik has yet to walk a batter this game. He has been impressive with his accuracy as the first pitch to Gion misses low for ball number 1, but that's been kind of the case with Moik this year. 12 walks over his 18 innings. In large part, that was inflated due to his four-walk outing against Wausau at the start of the year. 1-0 count is called for a strike to bring it 1-1. You go back to that one, he walked four batters over two innings. But outside of that game, the most that he's walked is two batters in an appearance. 1-1 the count, and Moik brings the pitch home, but it misses high for ball number two. Now 2-1 the count. And Eric Gion, the right-handed hitting third baseman, up at the plate. It's a righty-righty matchup with the runner on first and one away. 2-1 the count, and Moik looks over to third, now brings it home. Pitch misses low. Runner was thinking about taking off from first, but Mizer returns to the bag instead with a 3-1 count to Gion. Gion comes from Stanford University and in the Northwoods League, batting .258 entering this game with four homers. 3-1 count is called for a strike as Gion holds off on the breaking ball. Hit the upper part of the zone to bring it full 3-2. Gion 0-2 in the game. He reached on an error back in the second and struck out swinging in the first. 3-2 the count, misses inside as the runner was taking off anyways, and a walk puts runners on first and second. There's the first walk of the game for Moik, as Max Humphrey steps into the batter's box with runners on first and second. Moik looking to go through four complete innings. Like I said earlier, this is already a season-long outing, going 3 1/3. Trying to continue as he gets a swing and a miss from Humphrey for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Humphrey, the right-handed hitting center fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup with Trevor Moik still on the mound. 4-0 the Green Bay lead in the top of the fourth inning. 0-1 coming home. It's a grounder over towards third. Picked up by Arusovic. He goes to second. Back on to first. And double play. Got him. Oh, yeah. 5-4-3 to get out of the fourth inning. And Trevor Moik continuing to look strong out here. And he goes 74 pitches through the four innings, allowing just the one earned run. However, the Rafters are trailing 4-0 due to the defensive errors. And they're going to try and get some offensive momentum going when we come back in the bottom of the fourth here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric Inc. now.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
It's 4-0 for the Rockers in the bottom of the fourth, and the Rafters hoping to get things rolling in their direction when they will get back to the plate, and they'll be led off by Madinako here in the bottom of the fourth. Akko, the right-handed hitting second baseman, it's a righty-righty matchup. First pitch is a swing and a foul ball by Akko as it goes straight back to bring it 0-1. And Gavin Brumund back out to work. He has been efficient through the first three innings, just 42 pitches. Trevor Moik, through his four innings so far, he is been very good for the Rafters. 0-1 the count. Misses low for ball number one. Now a 1-1 count. Moike, relief arm, who came in to start the game for the Rafters. He's been working into the starting rotation as of late. And I'm not sure if he's going to go more than the 74, which he's thrown. Check swing, but it's hit into play over to second base. Pick up by Bionia. Throw over to first is in time on the 4-3 putout to take care of Mananako for out number one. Brings up Landon Gaz with the bases empty and one away in the bottom of the fourth. Still 4-0 Rockers, and Green Bay looking to get back on the right track. They are hoping to defend their first half crown and continue to show off for playoff positioning. Of course, you'd love to win both halves for seeding purposes as the first pitch to Landon Gaz hits the zone for strike number one, an 0-1 count. They went 22-11 in the first half, and in the second half, not quite as dominant, but still very, very good. 0-1 count on the way home to Gaz, misses outside for ball number one, a 1-1 count. The Rockers entering this game sit at 11-7. The Rafters, 4-13, they are going to need a miracle to get back into playoff contention as the 1-1 count misses low for ball number two. 2-1 to Gaz. Mathematically, the Rafters still not quite eliminated just yet, at least according to my simple calculations, as the 2-1 count is taken inside for ball number three. Now 3-1 to Gaz, and like I mentioned, wasn't expecting Trevor Moike to go back out necessarily for the Rafters. It wouldn't shock me if he did, but I'd say it's a 50-50 chance. 3-1 the count, misses inside, ball number four, and that brings Landon Gaz over to first base with a one-out free pass. Brings up Hiroto Kobayashi with one on and one out in the bottom of the fourth. 4-0 the lead for the Rockers. Kobayashi 0-1 in the game. You go back to the second inning, and he grounded into a double play on the first pitch that he saw. 0-1 the count to him. He takes it right down the middle for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Fans getting into it here at Witter Field, and a beautiful night for baseball. Just over 70 degrees here at Witter Field. 0-1 count is grounded over to third. Picked up, throw over to second. Takes by a knee off the bag, and he will have to tag Landon Gaz for out number one. So it goes 5-4 on the fielder's choice. But Kobayashi is safe at first base. So brings up Nick Adrian with a runner on first and two away in the bottom of the fourth. Still a 4-0 lead for the Rockers. All four of those runs came in the top of the second inning. Gavin Brumman has been incredible for Green Bay so far. First pitch is hit up the middle, and it bounces off the backside of Brumman. Picked up at third, throw over to first. It is not in time. Raced out by Nick Adrian. And I'll have to assume that that's going to be an infield single, and it is, as that one took an odd hop off of Gavin Brumman back over to the third base side, but not a big enough hop to be able to make the throw from third to first. So Brumman back on the mound. Does look like he's all good to go, and the Rafters have runners on first and second with two outs in the bottom of the fourth. Four-run lead for the Rockers, but Eric Harper could do some damage here. First pitch to him, misses outside for ball number one. Harper mentioned it. He's been in a bit of a rut. Been a while since his last time on base. Looking to start a new on-base streak. He's got Kobayashi on second, and on first it's Nick Adrian. Want to know the count, and Brumman taking his time. Now fires home, and the pitch is in there, called for a strike. Brings it 1-1. The last fastball coming across at 87 miles an hour. Eric Harper, 0-1 in the game. He flew out to center field back in the third inning. 1-1 the count coming home, and he swings and misses at a pitch inside the hands for strike number two. 1-2 the count. Tyler Pacetti is warming up in the Rafters bullpen. He could be the guy that we see step out onto the mound for the Rafters in the fifth. But we'll see what the decision is. 1-2 count, runners going. It's a swing and a foul ball by Harper to keep the count 1-2. Luke Skinner is on deck if it gets there, and Harper looking to get on here. Righty-righty matchup, 1-2 the count still. Obayashi thinking about taking off. Hasn't yet and won't, as Harper sends one out towards right center field, but tracking under it is the center fielder, and Humphrey will make the catch for out number three. So that takes us through the fourth inning. In that frame, the Rafters, no runs on the one hit. There were no errors, and there were two left on base. We go to the fifth. It's 4-0 Rockers on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits, we can't read a deep cuts, and some authentic cringe. This is how you remind. From 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 p.m.
Let's get one thing straight. Nothing compares to Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Big wins, fun promos, real cash. No one in the area does it like we do. Every night feels like the weekend. Grab your friends, your family, whoever brings the fun, and fuel up with your favorite meals, sip on something new, and hit the floor. Live music, endless chances to win, and games that light up the night. Ready to turn an ordinary night into something unforgettable? Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party NV Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Like I said, 50-50 shot, Trevor Moik returned. Well, he did return, as he'll look to go through the fifth inning. And the right-hander has been great for the Rafters so far. Just the one earned run allowed over four innings pitched. And trying to make it through five innings, he's already at a season-long performance. And entering this inning, he's got 74 pitches. He will take on the 3-4-5 batters in the Rockers' order, starting with J.P. Peltier. Peltier, right-handed hitting first baseman. First pitch to him, misses low for ball number one, a 1-0 count. Peltier will be followed by Joe Manella and David Bionia. It's 4-0 Rockers in the top of the fifth as the 1-0 count misses low for ball number two. 2-0 the count to Peltier, and Green Bay, after dropping the game yesterday, are on a back-to-back losing streak as the 2-0 count gets a swing and a miss for strike number one. 2-1 the count now. Moik looking to deal with Peltier, who is 0-2 in the game so far, and that pitch misses inside for ball three. So now a 3-1 count, and the first time that Peltier's really had a lead in the count. His previous two plate appearances went down on 1-2 counts. 3-1 on the way home, and that one misses inside for ball number four, and Trevor Moik not able to locate on that pitch. Sends the leadoff man on to first base. It's just the second time this game that the Rockers have had the leadoff man aboard, and with that, it does bring the manager out for the round. Well, not the manager, it's actually the pitching coach, Mike Spears. So I was thinking I was going to get to mark off my bingo card with manager visit to the mound, but it's actually the pitching coach who's out there. So no bingo for me yet. Baseball bingo night here at Witter Field for those who didn't catch it earlier, and I've got my bingo card I'm following along with. I'm one away in about five different directions right now. a pickoff attempt, a manager visit to the mound, the seventh inning stretch. All of those could get me a bingo, but we'll have to wait for a couple of those. Now at the plate, Joe Mannella, right-handed hitting DH. It's a righty-righty matchup. Moik looking home, brings the pitch, but it misses inside for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and Moik trying to just be calmed down by Mike Spears, as Spears hoping that Moik can get through five complete innings. 1-0 coming home, misses well outside for ball number two, and like I said earlier, this is the longest that Moik's ever gone. 81 pitches now. I mean, this is way higher than his previous season high. 2-0 the count coming home. That's in there on the outside edge. Called for strike number one. 2-1 the count. And Mannella, 0-for-2 in this game after going for two hits in the last game. And the 2-1 count, a check swing, but he went around on for strike number two. Now 2-2 the count, and Moik looking for his seventh strikeout of the game. Not looking for a double-digit strikeout game, but this one hit pretty well out towards left field. Not able to be tracked at first, but recovering and making the play is Jake Beauchesne as he brings it in for out number one. That's tough because the sun is right in his eyes out there. You can see the shadows are long across the field, but out there in left field, it's exactly where Jake Beauchesne isn't. And with that, it's going to be a call to the bullpen, but instead of the manager coming out, it's Mike Spears. So Mike Spears making the mound visit to take out Trevor Moik. That's the first time we've seen that this season, a pitching change coming from Mike Spears rather than Tom Zaglowski. So Tyler Pacetti will come into the game after Trevor Moik threw 84 pitches in the game, and Pacetti taking over. And we'll stay right here. Pacetti, the right-handed pitcher for the Rafters, comes in after Moik was phenomenal over his 4 1/3 innings and continuing to look strong. Man, Moik has been one of the best pitchers for the Rafters this season. Throughout the game, he does still have inherited runners on. The runner on first is on the line of Trevor Moik. But Moik ended up going 4 1/3 innings. He allowed just 5 hits and 2 walks while striking out 6 batters. Did not hit anyone with a pitch. Had no balks. And along with that, no wild pitches as he faced 22 total batters and did so on 84 pitches. That's the final line for him as the Rafters now turn to Tyler Pacetti, another righty on the mound for the Rafters. And Pacetti, the right-hander, he comes in and, well, his last time out. You look at it for the Rafters, and Pacetti, man, he was hoping for a little bit of a better appearance. Not terrible, but went 3 1/3 innings and allowed 3 earned runs. That was in part thanks to the 10 hits that he allowed. Didn't walk a batter, but got hit really hard. He had 4 unearned runs come across as well. That's the last time out for Pacetti, and hoping to get back on the right track here. He's had some pretty good games for the Rafters, and that last time out, also worth mentioning, it was a start for him. It was his first start of the season where he went 3 1/3 innings for Wisconsin Rapids. So kind of piggybacking off of Trevor Moik, Pacetti trying to get back into the flow of the relief role. He started the season as a reliever, and his first appearance didn't go his way, but the second appearance, he went 3 1/3 innings without allowing a run back on July 4th against Lakeshore. Then the next time out, he went 1 1/3 relief innings back on July 9th against Fond du Lac in game number one, and allowed just the 1 run over an inning and a third. So taking over for Trevor Moik, officially Moik is no longer in line for a win. If the Rafters had made a comeback in the fifth inning, Moik would have been the pitcher of record. Runner taking off from first, throw on down to second, goes all the way into center field, and now it's not picked up by Clayton, but he will recover and grab it and throw it back in. Either way, it's a stolen base for J.P. Peltier. And a runner on second, a 1-0 count to David Bionia. Bionia, first batter that Tyler Pacetti will see. He's a right-handed hitting second baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup with Pacetti on the mound. Runner on second now is Peltier, and the 1-0 count is called a strike to Bionia to bring it 1-1. And the second baseman for the Rockers is 2-for-2 this game, both on singles. Also stole a base back in the third inning. 1-1 count, gets a swing and a miss for strike number two. 1-2 the count, and Bionia did come around to score in the second. That was the Rockers' first run of the game. Also the only earned run that they have scored tonight. 1-2 the count with the runner on second. Swing and a miss for strike number three. Tyler Pacetti gets the big K in his first batter in the top of the fifth inning. Brings up Kaysen Consarinio with a runner on second and two away here in the top of the fifth. And, well, I failed to mention it during the break there, but it's the fifth inning, which means that it is time for the Rafters mailbag. As the first pitch to Kaysen Consarinio is fouled back for an 0-1 count. If you have any questions that you would like answered by myself, it can do with Rafters baseball, it can do with really anything that you want to have answered, within reason, of course. 0-1 count to Consarinio, misses low and outside for ball number one. Well, you can email me at raftersradiobroadcast@gmail.com, and I would love to have your guys' interaction. I want to make this a fun broadcast for you as much as it is for myself. 1-1 the count coming home. It misses outside for ball number two, a 2-1 count. Runner on second base with two away in the top of the fifth inning. Pacetti looking to deliver, and he gets the called strike on the outside edge to bring it 2-2. Kaysen Consarinio is the beer batter here at Witterfield, and he did strike out earlier in the third inning. But the fans, they'll certainly be giving it to him. 2-2 the count coming home. Runner taking off from second. It's a fly ball out towards foul territory in right field, tracking out to it Gaz, but it will bounce off of the light post out of play, and still a 2-2 count. Consarinio 1-for-2 in the game. Prior to the strikeout, he singled back in the second inning. Batting 318 this season, guy from UCLA. Got five RBIs on the season, and a single here could drive in the runner from second. Peltier over there, he stole that base. Got some speed. 2-2 count, misses away for ball number three. Full count as Adrian had to step down to block it. Three and two the count, and Pacetti out there will bring the pitch home. Gets a swing and a miss for strike number three. Back-to-back Ks for Tyler Pacetti, and that finishes off the fifth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth. It's 4-0 Rockers on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and service to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
It's time for some mailbag questions as we return in the bottom of the fifth here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. And the first one that I'm going to answer, this comes from our television broadcaster, Fletcher Anderson. He asked me, he says, okay, Austin, what is your favorite song and why right now? Well, that's a tough question to answer. However, I did mention a similar question earlier when Ella had asked about my favorite type of music, which I didn't mention is 2010s pop. Luke Skinner here leading off the bottom of the fifth inning, and first pitch to him misses low for ball number one. Gavin Brumund back out on the mound for the Rockers. Lefty at the plate, righty on the mound, and Skinner grounds one over to first, picked up, and stepping on the bag himself is Peltier for out number one, and it goes three unassisted to bring up Royce Clayton Jr. back to the top of the order with one away and the bases empty. 4-0 lead for the Rockers in the bottom of the fifth. Well, to answer that question, I had to give myself some time to think about it. It is still one that I'm kind of tossed up on right now. And a difficult one to answer because a lot of you probably won't know this song, as the first pitch to Royce Clayton Jr. is in there for strike number one, an 0-1 count. Probably by my favorite band, AJR. 0-1 count to Clayton, misses outside for ball number one, and it's one of their older songs right now. It's called Bud Like You. Kind of an upbeat song, and I just love the energy that it brings. And so I'd have to say that one at the moment right now. That's the one I'm playing the most. 1-1 the count to Clayton. It's a fly ball out towards right field. Underneath it is the right fielder, and it will be caught by Consarinia for out number two. So that's my official answer. It's going to go as Bud Like You by AJR. And it's because I like the energy behind it. So to make it a little bit easier for you. So thanks to Fletcher for the question. A reminder, if you'd like to have your questions answered here during the fifth inning, you can email raftersradiobroadcast@gmail.com. And if I don't get to it today, I'll make sure to get to it tomorrow as well. The Rafters, of course, tons of games coming up, and tomorrow's on the road. So, well, it won't be quite as easy to catch it as it would be here in Wisconsin Rapids. First pitch to Kareem Arusovic is in there for strike number one, an 0-1 count. Arusovic, the left-handed hitting third baseman, checks his swing, but it's called on the outside corner for strike number two. Now 0-2 the count. Gavin Brumund, he has continued to dominate the Rafters. He's allowed just three hits over his 4 2/3 innings. Trying to go through five complete and be in line for the win. The 0-2 count misses away for ball number one. Now 1-2 the count. Brumund just threw his 66th pitch of the game. I tell you what, it'd be a tragedy if he didn't come back out for the sixth. 1-2 the count. And the pitch to Arusovic misses low for ball number two. Now a 2-2 count. And Arusovic hoping to keep the inning going along so that I can answer the next question of the mailbag, which was brought to me by Kieran Healy. 2-2 the count, gets a swing and a miss for strike number three. Well, unfortunately, not able to extend the inning. However, I will quickly answer this question. And the question from Kieran says, favorite alternate identity jersey, Rafters and NWL. So, favorite alternate jersey, I should say, not identity. I misread it. So favorite alternate jersey, that's a tough one. And for the Rafters, I would for sure have to say those halfway to Halloween jerseys, the blackout jerseys, I absolutely loved those. Although the Military Monday ones that they're wearing right now are also very, very cool. And along with that, in the Northwoods League, oh man, that's a tough one. I've seen some cool ones, but I think I'm going to have to go with our Rafters. I'm going to say those halfway to Halloween jerseys. They were certainly something to look at. But that's going to do it for the questions today. I'll make sure to answer any other outstanding questions tomorrow. And again, if you'd like your questions to be answered, feel free to email raftersradiobroadcast@gmail.com. Well, we played a bunch of ads earlier in the day, and so you know what? We're just going to keep things rolling on through into the top of the sixth inning because, well, the Rafters right now hoping to make a comeback. And with that, I will answer one of the final questions during this free time as Tyler Pacetti is back on the mound for the Rafters. He'll be going on in the top of the sixth inning. And this question comes from Ella once again, who sent in some questions a couple days ago. And the question from Ella says, if you could make the ultimate sandwich, what would be on it? This is a great one because I love my sandwiches. And I would have to say for sure some sort of chopped sirloin steak. I love some good steak, and I love cheese. So it'd be a sort of